Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Siobhan O'Donovan, who's a chartered physiotherapist with a speciality in posture, is with us here on the programme today. Siobhan, will a simple 5-minute walk every hour really make us feel happier at work?
So the short answer, Andrea, is yes, in the sense that one of the things that happens when we stay for any length of time in one sustained posture is that we can creep into a situation that can then put the joints and the tendons and the ligaments and the muscles of the body under load, particularly in the spine. So that's where what we find is over time, we kind of go from our more stacked position to dropping. And as we drop, our head goes forward and dropping kind of into a more, what we would call a kind of a more C shape in the spine, as opposed to that lovely stacked position where we have curves going in, out and in again. And when we're in those positions, they're what I call provocative positions, in the sense that those are situations that can give us some issues over time if they're allowed to build up over time, because the joints don't move so well and the muscles are under load, under an excessive amount of load. So that can give us issues. So if we are endeavouring to come out of those provocative positions, then that's going to be helpful for our musculoskeletal health, so for our muscles, our joints, our spine. But this research is talking also a little bit more about just that whole area that I would see primarily, which is people's musculoskeletal health. We're talking about cardiovascular health here as well. We're talking about overall well-being, as you said, how people feel, not just physically how they are, but also how they feel psychologically, because that massively impacts how we feel physically, and how we feel physically impacts how we feel psychologically. So they're all kind of connected.
Yeah, this is the new study. It's been published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, and they found that just very simply taking a 5-minute break, they kind of actually, they describe them as movement snacks. So the treat without the sugar maybe, but the 5-minute break away from your desk every hour is the best way to try and, you know, boost not just your own kind of well-being, but also your efficiency and productivity levels as well. Do the majority of us, Siobhan, nowadays tend to lead a very sedentary lifestyle?
Yeah, it's much more sedentary than it used to be. And that's, you know, that's just simply a result of, I suppose you could call it the information age, where we're spending more time sitting at computers. We are in general in less manual occupations than people used to be in the past. And as a result of that, again, there are sequelae to that from the point of view of the bigger physiological systems like the heart and like the onset of diabetes, and we're seeing a lot more, we're gaining a lot more information now because we're doing more research, but we're able now to connect some of these things and to be able to say, well, look, if we, you know, we're not designed to sit for long lengths of time. We're designed to move. Our bodies are movement machines and they want to be moved. They don't want to be sitting still for hours on end. That's why we fidget when we sit. We're not designed that way. So getting up and moving around is going to make those changes. But one of the things that is useful about this study is that what they've done here is they've quantified it a little bit better. So we like to have research to back up some of the things that we advise people in terms of healthcare and well-being. And this research has actually, what they've done is they've looked at 11,000 people and they've divided them into three different groups. They gave one group a half an hour and had them move every half an hour. They had another group move every hour. They had another group move every 2 hours. And what they found was that of the three, and I love the analogy of mama bear, daddy bear and baby bear, because mama bear is usually right. Mama bear, which was the middle one, was the one that was seen to be most effective from the point of view of the benefits, but also not interrupting work productivity. Because if somebody does feel that they are having to move every half an hour, that's interrupting their workflow. That can then make them stressed. If they're getting stressed, then that's not going to help their overall health.
Interesting text here, Siobhan, from a listener who's, you know, just asking the question. If you're telling me that I need to take a 5-minute walk every hour, it's totally wishful thinking because I can barely even find time to go to the toilet. It doesn't mean you have to go for a walk. The way I've read this today is that it means you just get your rear end out of the seat and even move in the spot that you're in. Just stand. It's changing position, really.
Yeah, and I think, look, to be honest, we have to be realistic about what is achievable for people, and we're all in that boat. And I think they did use a 5-minute walk in the actual study. But having said that, that's not necessarily realistic for people. But it doesn't mean you have to stop your work. You could get up and walk around. You could take a phone call.
Yeah. On the
walking,
move.
Walking, if you're working from home, walk up and down your stairs if you haven't got the space to go outside, or if it's belting down with rain and you don't want to do that. So it is just exactly as you said about changing your position. But from a cardiovascular perspective, it is going to be better if we change the position and do something a little bit more active. Even standing up, sitting down, if you wanted to do that for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, I try to do it here on the show during the ad breaks because I've often have issues with my back, and a physio told me previously that every 15 minutes I should get up and move. So that works roughly in and around the ad breaks here in the show. I'm like Jack in the Box moving up and down in the seat.
But that's exactly what we should do, is to try and make it applicable for us. So it's not going to be applicable for everybody's life all the time. But, you know, if you can get a 10-minute break every 2 hours, that's still going
to
change. It's about moving, exactly.
I'm interested, you know, Siobhan, that, you know, you're obviously working as a physio, but you specialise in posture. Like, I know from talking to my own friends, we would regularly comment on the fact that we all feel we have bad posture. Do you notice that in people as we're walking around? Like, are we a nation of people with bad posture?
I think so. One of the things that we're very mindful of in healthcare is to not label things good or bad, because then that sounds like there's a judgment. But if we look at it from the perspective of function, if we are stacked in a position where our head is over our ribs are over our pelvis, we function better, we breathe better. So, for example, if you go into a slouch position now, let yourself go into that kind of position where gravity grabs you. So let gravity take you. Take a deep breath in and out. And then repeat that in a more upright position.
Yeah, it makes a massive difference.
You've got an awful lot more air in, haven't you?
Yeah.
And that wasn't very hard.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't have to work very hard to get more air in. And by getting that air in, we're breathing deeper into our lungs. It's better for our pelvic floor. So we have all of these positive consequences. Also, when you're in that more stacked position, ideally, if you can be supported, so sit back into the back of your chair, then you're not having to work so hard. Because as a female, you're going to have to work harder to keep that stacked position than a male, because you have two weights on the front of your chest, which you are carrying around all day.
Weighing me down.
They weigh us all down.
Yeah.
Unless we are doing the work to stay in a more upright position, which then helps the muscles at the back to strengthen, and that helps us to do it. And interesting, one of the things that we do know, again from research, is that women suffer with more back and neck pain than men. And yet, nowhere in the research did anybody point at the two hidden elephants in the room.
Yeah, and that's why... Well, that's why you hear, isn't
really
it, about
important.
So many women getting breast reductions because of back and neck issues.
Absolutely. It is one of the main reasons for people going for it. And then there are other reasons as well, like self-esteem, self-confidence, lots of other social reasons. People basically making themselves invisible because they don't want to be seen. So we have lots of reasons for it. But it's also, unfortunately, the first choice that's given to people, and we would never want surgery to be the first choice that's given to people. We would always want to try and have some means in our disposal that we can manage things more conservatively.
Well, there you go. You've heard it here today. Siobhan O'Donovan, a chartered physiotherapist, as I said, with a speciality in posture development. Siobhan, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme today. That survey from the British Journal of Sports Medicine. Just get up and take a little 5-minute jog on the spot, walk on the spot, walk around your office, whatever it is you do, just to try and move your body every 60 minutes.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.